Welcome back, listeners. And this morning, my guest is Paul Cassidy from the Rehab Group. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Maura. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. Welcome and to Near FM. Paul, you're actually... what exactly do you do for the Rehab, please?
So, yeah, I'm the Public Affairs and Advocacy Manager with Rehab. So I'll make sure people in rehab have a voice, both inside and outside the organisation. And so we try to make sure that their voice is heard and that their issues are become relevant to government and government act on them.
All right. And tell me a little bit about the Rehab as an organisation.
Okay, so Rehab was initially established in the late 1940s. It was known as the Rehabilitation Institute, and its primary purpose at that point was to help people recover from TB, so to rebuild their lives, to regain their independence and to re-enter the workforce. And initially Rehab started as a training organisation to help support people back into the workforce, and it still does a good bit of that. We have a training wing called National Learning Network. It serves about 7,000 people each year, and we have 50 centres around the country. But Rehab has expanded beyond that. It provides social care services to around 3,000 people. We have an approved housing body where we have roughly about 250 people in that, and we have a social enterprise called Rehab Enterprises. So we serve well over 10,000 people at this stage in about 140 locations around the country.
Sorry, Paul, just could you repeat that last thing? How many people are you taking care of?
Yeah, over 10,000 people, well over 10,000 people across Ireland. So that's people with disabilities and people with other disadvantages or mental health issues or people on the autism spectrum, or people who just have had a setback and need help to make progress in their lives.
And for our listeners, what is Rehab's presence like here in North Dublin, please?
Okay, so mainly in North Dublin, our main focus is on the learning and education side of things. So we have centres in a few different locations in North Dublin. In Shrewsbury, we have a very good centre with over 100 people in it. We have one in Swords and in Mulhuddard, and we have some services in Balbriggan. And they're mainly about the National Learning Network services. So these are, if I could take some time just to talk about this one, if you don't mind. So these centres offer highly personalised courses to people in the area, and that can range from self-development courses where people are gaining confidence and social skills again, to trying to get back into training or the workplace. And then that varies to other courses such as retail, office admin or catering, where students are spending some time in training and some time learning on the job with a local employer. So we try to set them up with local employers so that they're gaining experience as they train. The courses are free, and the qualifying criteria is quite broad. So you don't have to have a social welfare payment, but if you do, you can retain it. It'll suit people who have any kind of additional support needs. So that's deliberately very broad and vague. So if you can qualify if you have, say, a mental health difficulty, or if you have anxiety, maybe you're recovering from addiction, if you have an enduring setback, such as maybe an acquired brain injury at work, or if you have any kind of recognised disability. So we'd really encourage people to check out nln.ie, that's noel.ie, nln.ie, and see if there's a course that might suit them there. So there's a lot to offer. There's even some on the south side as well that people could take a look at as well. So there's a continuous intake into these courses, and what we do is we sit down with each individual and work out what they need, and then try and take them through a course at their pace. One of the courses that we see a lot of is if a person had a need for a special needs assistant in school, so a young person, then of course some of our courses may suit them, so it is worth checking out if they want to do that.
And Paul, the rehab group, it must be one of the country's largest disability charities, is it?
Yeah, so it's actually one of the biggest not-for-profit organisations in the country. It's one of the disability, it is one of the biggest disability service providers in the country. And within that, it caters, we have a specialty in intellectual disability, so we're one of the biggest providers for intellectual disabilities, although we provide services for a wide range of disability types.
And how has the pandemic, how has it affected, I assume you fundraise, Paul, so how and how are the services going from day to day, please?
Yes, so I mean, it has had an impact, so it's difficult to it's difficult for every service provider, whether it's a business or a social service provider such as ourselves, to cope with the challenge of social distancing, essentially. So it's difficult to keep everything going as the way it was. So we've reopened every centre. Following, obviously, they were all closed during lockdown. We had a system in place where we delivered services remotely, so across across the internet, and we so we've been working hard to get people back into their centres as much as that's possible, and to continue. Basically, one of the biggest issues for people who use our services has been trying to, maintain contact with their friends, and the socialisation aspect of attending the centre is absolutely huge for the people who use our services. So we've been most anxious to get as many people back into their centres as quickly as possible.
And Paul, now being local here in the North Side, does your you must have people living remotely as well? Do you? Can they be collected and brought to some of the centres, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it depends on each centre, and for everybody will have different arrangements in place. So that will be differ from person to person. So yes, that happens in some cases. Actually, since the reopening, a lot of family members are doing that for them, because obviously nobody wants to use public transport, and it's much more difficult to provide safe transport to, group transport to services. So a lot of that burden is falling on families at the moment. So, it is a challenge for us, no doubt about it.
I know myself that I've had the odd moment in the last couple of months where not being able to interact with people. Are you finding that some of the people are having problems in that area?
Yeah, so we survey the people who use the services every year as part of inputting into the government's budget, and this year we didn't just ask them about the budget, we asked them about their experience of COVID, and that really was a factor. People really missed not being in the centres, and some people felt they regressed as a result of that. It just shows the importance more of having centre-based activity as much as possible. People really need the support, not only of their teachers or their instructors or the people who run the services, but of each other. The peer support is just so important, and the friendship that they gain is so important. In fact, I say it's the number one issue that people bring up with us, and that what they love most about attending our services is to meet friends and keep relationship going. So there's undoubtedly been a relapse for some people. We've tried to work that through that with people, and it's been great to have them back so that they can get a bit more attention. Because it is difficult to do it across a digital platform. Also, what we've discovered is that lots of people are having already come from an excluded place or a disadvantaged place, they're even more disadvantaged by not having centre-based activities. So what we discovered was 20% of people don't even have a computer in order to contact the people that need contact, and lots of people don't have reliable broadband. So it's an issue that has to be addressed. With one of our main calls in the budget actually is for the government to provide more funding to address what's called the digital divide, and we're hoping that the government will do something in that tomorrow. They have actually provided some funding on that in the last couple of months, which is very welcome. 15 million for the further and higher education sector, but that won't be enough to cover everybody who needs it. So it is important that disadvantage that people with disabilities and disadvantages are experiencing at the moment is recognised and addressed further in the budget tomorrow.
And Paul, obviously you've been submitting for the pre-budget submission to the government. So I sincerely hope that works out okay for all of your members and your staff. And your National Learning Network Training Centre in the North Dublin, how is that working out at the moment?
Yeah, so it's a mixture. We're doing a mixture of remote learning and learning in centre. So it's working as well as can be. We have every student is back, and some of them are already progressing on to work opportunities, so that's great to hear. We'd like to get more people into it, as I said earlier, and it's open all the time to people. We don't work off the academic year, so if people want to avail of a good course, and bear in mind that the winter's coming, and it's you know, who knows what kind of lockdown level we'll be at in a few weeks. So it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world to get onto a course if you can, if you have the time and you're hoping to make progress. I might give out, if you don't mind, Maria, the filter a number if you wanted to
absolutely
make some inquiries. Yeah, is 882-0030. That's 882-0030. And while I'm at it, I might as well give the swords one as well. So that's 840-4120. 840-4120. So if you feel that you have additional support needs, it's worth just checking out whether or not there's a course there to suit you. They're all up on nln.ie. You can see the centres mapped out and what's available in each centre. So some of them are vocational, so job focused in focus. So they're looking at retail or business admin or catering. There are others across the city that look at things like horticulture or arts or things like that. So it's worth just exploring, and I'll leave it to your listeners to do that.
Well, Paul, I wish you and all of your members in the rehab group and the very best to the budget next week, and for all your amazing work. And as you are, Paul Cassidy, who from the public affairs. And if anybody can help out in any way, I hope they will. Is there anything else, Paul, you'd like to tell our listeners, please?
Well, I'd just like to. I'd say the one thing I'd like to say is that there are issues for people with disabilities across the across Ireland. There's and I think what we'd be hoping in the budget tomorrow is that those are recognised, that the disadvantages that are faced by people with disabilities really need to be voiced. So that's what I encourage your listeners. If you have a person with a disadvantage or disability in their lives, make sure your TD knows that they expect to be heard as much as anybody else, and that their wishes and needs are addressed in the budget tomorrow.
And I second that, Paul, and I'd like to thank you for coming on to Near FM this morning, and I hope you will come back and enjoy and tell us more in the next coming weeks, maybe possibly coming up to Christmas or after Christmas. And I wish you the very best in the budget and to all of your team. Many thanks.
Brilliant.
God bless.
Thanks very much, Maura.
Bye now. Thank you.